there is a common denominator behind all of these organizations. All of them are working towards the same goal, although sometimes to parallel means, but they're all dedicated to a one world government and a new world religion. That is what people have missed, because there's a spiritual component to this whole affair.
Oh, now tell me a little bit about that.
Well, there has always been this effort to destroy, at least in our country, Christianity, and replace it with a different type of religion. It's a religion where all religions of the world join together, and we worship then a different God. And this is a very, very powerful force. The Parliament of World Religions meets on a regular basis every few years, and the people from all of the religions get together, including the witch doctors and the shamans, and Of course, Gorbachev is deeply involved in this whole movement to create a new world religion back in 2000 at New York when they had the Millennium Summit there. They not only had the representatives from all the countries in the world there for the Millennium Summit, they had the State of the World Forum put on by Gorbachev, and then they had this Parliament of World Religions meeting there to unite all religions in the world. And, of course, to worship a different God, a God we could all agree upon. Well, what they're really talking about is a very dark and sinister spiritual force.
I was going to say, are we talking about worshiping Satan?
Absolutely. But the average person doesn't understand that. Many of the people in these religions don't understand that. But there really are people in the world today who worship Satan. And in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I simply quote from them where they tell you, they worship Satan.
Is that what you mean by darkness, then, in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
That's right. And what's so difficult for people is, why would anybody want to worship Satan? Well, very simply, the God of the Bible has all sorts of restrictions. You know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not bear false witness, whereas under Satan, you have total liberty. You can do whatever you want to. In fact, that's what they teach our kids in school today. You decide what's right and wrong. Since we've taken any mention of God or prayer or the Ten Commandments out of our school, the whole purpose is to teach our children that they decide what is right and what is wrong. Or as the Satanist Aleister Crowley said, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. And that is why we have so many problems with our young people today, because they don't have any restraints. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do, according to God's law.
So this push with the secret societies to get this one world government, they are working in tandem to try to create this Satanist-type religion.
Whether they realize it or not, they are. Now, I'm sure a lot of people who are associated with these organizations are in it simply because, well, it's a way of getting ahead in the world. They have a good time in the organizations. With certainly the organizations, they get to meet key people in government. They get to lead the national leaders. And they feel that they're part of a group that's really making some difference in what's going on in society. But at the very top of all of these organizations is this underlying undercurrent. And the spiritual component and this desire for a one-world government under a ruling elite. Of course, they think they're going to be in charge. I think they're in for a sad awakening if they ever succeed.
Well, what do you mean by that? Who would take over if it's them?
Well, each one, whether it would be the elitists in our country working within the Council on Foreign Relations or within the Bilderbergers or the people in Russia, the communists, they want a world government too. They think they're going to be in charge. But I think that when this whole thing comes down and we appoint a world leader, I personally believe that this is going to be Satan himself.
You believe that the Antichrist is already among us?
I don't know. I really don't. But I do know that there are secret societies. In fact, you know, just yesterday on CBS, they had this program, Helter Skelter. It was a story of
the Charlie Manson family.
Right. But they totally, and somebody, one of the actors said, why would they be doing these things? Well, if it was simply devil worship, I could understand that. But, of course, you know, that isn't it. What motivates these people? Well, what is never said is what is told in a book called The Ultimate Evil by Maury Torrey, who is an investigative reporter. We spent many years investigating the Son of Sam murders, And, of course, the Son of Sam murders, David Berkowitz was convicted of all of them. He didn't commit all of them. He committed a couple of them. But there was a secret society, a secret satanic society, working behind the scenes that was responsible for it, and it was covered up by the certain factions of the police. Other factions of the police wanted to get the truth out, but this carried right over to this same group, and the one that Maury Torrey writes about is called The Process, this was actually what Manson was working for. He was a Satanist. He was involved with the Satanic Society. Why they wanted Sharon Tate and the others murdered, I have no idea.